A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Samech Hei, Gittin 65b, pagination is 130, starting from the Mishnah midway on the page at the end of a line. Ha'omer kisvu get utnu le'ishti. A person who says, write a get and give it to my wife. The Mishnah paskins on the next line, Hare elu yichtuvu v'yitnu. They should write it and they should give it. That wording is considered proper authorization to write a get for his wife. And there are two very important comments over here. Number one, that the word get doesn't really refer intrinsically to the bill of divorce between husband and wife. The word get was used, the equivalent of the word shtar, any document. And therefore, when the Mishnah tells us that a person said, write a get and give it to my wife, the usage of the word get had already developed sufficiently. In the words of Rashi, Kivar hechziku bo likros lesefer kerisus isha get, that the document of divorce has already been called a get to such a great extent that if a person would use that word in such a statement, we would understand it to mean that we should write what we today call a get for his wife, a bill of divorce. The second important observation is that the correct wording, if he wants them to go ahead and divorce his wife, do the necessary procedures, he has to say, kisvu utenu, write it and give it. Because if he only said write it, they would be authorized to write it, lishmo v'lishma, for the purpose of him and her, but they would not be authorized to give it. And they would write it, and they would give it to him, to be given to her when he indeed chooses to divorce her, if he does. Right now it's just written. And if he does not say the word tenu, effective Gerushin divorce cannot be done. Dropping down to the next Mishnah, towards the end of the page, seven lines up, we find that Chazal made a tremendous leniency, if you will, in that a person in certain circumstances might not have the presence of mind to say utenu and give it, but we know clearly that he means that we should give it, and it's only agav pachde, because of his fear of the circumstances, torid, he's distracted, and he didn't say the word tenu, but we know that when he says kisvu, he means go ahead, write it, and give it. Keep in mind that in cases of gittin, one of our big considerations is that the woman may very well want desperately to be divorced. If the husband is in a difficult situation, he's about to disappear, let's say, because of some government underhanded activity, either his or the government's underhand, she wants to be divorced. She wants to be out of this. Likewise, as we discussed in Maseches Yevamos, sometimes the dying husband might not have children and does have a living brother, and she would have to do Yibum or Chalitza with that brother, and sometimes she really wants to avoid that possibility because that brother might be overseas or might be an uncooperating person, etc. We want to know if we have the rights to administer the get or not. The Mishnah says, Barishana hayu omrim, originally they said, Hayotze bekular, a person who is being taken out for execution. Va'omar, and he says, Kisvu get l'ishti, write a get for my wife. Hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. They can write it, and they can give it. And the reason, as we explained, is that even though he didn't say the word tenu, give it, because he's under stress, he's afraid, etc., he meant to say tenu, that's certainly his desire, he just didn't say it, but he wants to. Another concept over here that may play into this is that a person writing a get and then holding onto it makes sense if the guy is doing well. If the guy's not doing well, when he says write it, he doesn't mean, and then let me hold on to it for a while and see what happens. And another factor that may be playing in over here is that the circumstances are an indication that he didn't just want you to write it and put it for safekeeping. He's writing it because he wants to give it, because he wants to benefit his wife, that she shouldn't be an aguna. So that's the case, Rechmana Litzlan, of a person being taken out for execution. Chazru Lomar, they continued and said, Af ha-mefarish v'ha-yotze ba-shayora. Similarly, a person who's embarking on a significant voyage, and voyages particularly that are dangerous and very long-term, and a person could literally not be heard of either for years or ever again. And if he says, Kisvu get le'ishti, it means, and they can give it. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer af ha-mesukon. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri added, also a person who's deathly ill, if he authorizes them to write the get, they can give it as well. Continuing in the Mishnah on the next page, we find another significant leniency that can sometimes be employed. The Mishnah says about midway on the page, middle of a line, Misha haya mushlach lebor, a person was thrown into a pit. Va'omar, and he says, Kol ha-shameya eskolo, whoever hears his voice, he identifies himself, and he says, Yichtov get le'ishto, write a get for his wife. Hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu, such a person making such a statement, you can write it and you could give it, even though he didn't say the word tenu. Now, certainly on the one hand, this is an extension of the previous Mishnah that the word tenu didn't have to be said. If we gather that that's what he wants, there's another chiddush in this Mishnah, which is that we don't clearly have an identity on this person other than the fact that he has identified himself by his name. The Gemara therefore wonders, number one, Velechosh Shema Shedhu, maybe he is some sort of being that might want to make trouble. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Letzato in Derech Hashem, first book, chapter 5, section 1, discusses the concept of a shade, is a being that Hashem created. That's Emtza'i. He's middle of the road, so to speak, Bein Ruchni V'Gashmi, between spiritual and physical. He's not an angel. He's not a human. A different composite, but it exists. It's called a shade. And we find such a thing mentioned in the Gemara in various places. The Derech Hashem says, but this shade is not the perfect balance between Ruchni V'Gashmi, physical and spiritual, because that perfect balance is only by a human being who has free choice. But maybe we have a shade here who wants to make trouble. And the Gemara explains how you know that the person's not a shade. But nevertheless, we don't have a perfect identity on the person. The Gemara therefore also wonders, V'dilma tzarahi, maybe it's a different person who's looking to make trouble. And the Gemara answers, Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, B'shas ha-sakona, when it's a situation of danger, when it's a situation of aguna, kosvim v'nosnim afal pi she'ein makirin, there's such a thing as simply writing and giving, even though we didn't identify the person. In other words, normally we identify the person, ask them for ID, find out who they are, talk to them beforehand. But in Shasa Sakona, there's such a thing as writing the get based on the person's simply claiming that he is that person. And upon the woman can rest Daika Umintseva, the responsibility to do her research. But from our perspective, because of the situation of Aguna, we're not going to put additional restrictions on administering the get. As far as we're concerned, person identified themselves as such. We have the right, the Mishnah says, to write and give the get. As far as practical halacha, obviously, that's why gittin are always in the hands of a mesader gittin, a person who's an expert in gittin, because there are cases where a leniency can be applied if it's applied appropriately. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.